Xmas is a substitute crucifix for Christ.
Leon Herring on Radio 1 at Christmas. Keep your receipt and you can take them back.
That's right, this is the four from their brilliant 1978 debut album, Live at the Witch Trials. It's called No Christmas for John Keyes. This is going out to Stuart Southgate and David Jones, whose name we forgot, in Doncaster. Marky Smith there, the futurist hard man of British rock music. But Ronnie, he has a softer side, doesn't he, I believe?
He certainly has.
Why?
Well, because he saw me as Letty Geek in the Geeks and he liked that programme. He asked for my autograph.
Really?
Hard man.
The only one who ever has.
I've got a question for you, Pliny, actually. What do you think about those dinosaur eggs?
Eggs, he said eggs.
Yeah, huge eggs, massive dinosaur eggs. On the news. Just, there's that, eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Tonight at 10, a seasonal cult film corner with Mark Kermode. Liz Fraser of the Cocteau Twins is our guest reader. Plus, veteran Taunton rocker Bill Best continues on the comeback trail with roadie Big Dave Little Forks, courtesy of Time Out Comedy Award winners Bill Bailey and Sean Locke. And some daft tosser keeps getting in the way, courtesy of Levens Human District Lardy Arse Get of the Year runner-up, Boy Lard Riley. 10 till midnight tonight.
Mark Radcliffe, 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Hey, good old Mark Radcliffe. And we got another caller on the line. Who's on the line now? Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
It's Rod Hull.
It's Rod Hull? What's your question?
Yes.
Who
I'm
do you want to ask?
Angry.
What do you want to ask question?
I want to know why you say I'm in the studio when clearly I am not. I am at home in my pink windmill. Behind you.
How's that one,
Rod? Dare you! Anyone can tell I'm the real Rod Hull! You are only talking about my straw hat! Shut up! And my pointed chin! Stop it! And listen to my screeching voice!
I am not proud of you!
I challenge you to a Rod Hull duel! Be muse at dawn on Waterloo Bridge!
I'll see you there! It's me, not you!
All right!
Is the pink windmill in Hextable, then it says on here? Oh, well, okay.
Yes, that's right.
Is it good? Well, thanks, Rod.
Thanks for ringing in,
if
Rod.
That was you. What's now?
Now is time for our fourth set of mediocrity awards, so over to our celebrity TV guest, Annabelle Giles, for those.
Hey. Yes, these awards are for the most rubbish awards ceremony of 95. Yeah. The nominees are the British Comedy Awards,
yeah,
the prize-giving at Sutton High School, and the Leon Herring Awards.
And, yeah. the winner is,
oh, predictably, the Leon Herring Awards.
Yes, we've won something!
Oh dear.
Hey!
Time to go over to our regular lifestyle correspondent, Peter. Hello, Peter.
Is there an award for the best stinking man from Balham?
That award.
Sadly not here, no.
Yeah, here it is, Pete.
It's funny that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've got the old man from Balham Tube Station, of course, here, yes, who usually drinks medicine.
Well, I'll have a grilled face, please.
He's chewing a bit of holly to celebrate Christmas. It's like blood and medicine coming out of his mouth. And, of course, I got the lady who stands on Trinity Road lifting up her skirt at the traffic, and she's got her skirt lifted up there and some sort of tinsel sticking out of that.
You're my
sort
mother
of lady
and
beard
my
that
mother
she has.
And my sister. I'm not leaving my mother when they had no sisters to marry my husband.
Thank you. The breasts and the load of rubbish came out.
Thank you very much. Anyway, first of all, I'd like to thank Kirsty on the Isle of Wight, who sent me a Christmas card, and she said, congratulations on being very funny indeed. I think that yours is a very important role in the career of the boys Lee and Herring, in that it brings some much needed humour to the show.
Let's have a look at that a minute, Pete.
Oh.
Don't send that in again.
Sorry, Kirsty. Never mind. Anyway, as Christmas is nearly here, I've got some ideas for Christmas things around the house.
I'll have a pound of hips.
Yes. And number one is make a nativity scene from this dead mouse I've got in a trap.
Oh.
That's the baby Jesus in a manger there. What you do is put a polo on his head, that's his halo, and the flies eating his face are the three wise kings. Mm. And that bit of chewing gum stuck on the back of a termite, that's Mary on a donkey.
Yeah. That's good, but if you can see Annabelle Giles' face here, it's a picture.
It's on?
Not like this
telly.
One, Richard and Judy, is it?
Look how the fried horse is coming.
Sit up with your legs of stringy fire, you lardy lard.
Can you calm down, please? Number two, yes. Number two, this one's a bit late, this one. But you could do this next year. To save money on advent calendars, why not just... don't buy an advent calendar, but just go out each day for the 24 days up to Christmas and just look in a different window in your street every day. Among the things I've seen in my Balham outside advent calendar are a lady watching telly with a tea on her lap, an old man in his pants, a man dancing round and kissing a dog on the mouth...
Sorry, Pete, is there some kind of problem?
Sorry, some people write in and don't like that bit, do they?
No.
And a lady who shouted that she was going to call the police.
I'd like denim veins!
That's enough.
I'm going to have to...
stinking people out!
I'm going to have to stop you there, all of you. Pete.
Yes?
Have you chosen a Christmas record?
Yes, I have. It's, my Christmas record is I bought it at the Cancer Research Shop in Balham. It's by John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. And it's called Cold Turkey.
This isn't a Christmas record, Pete.
Yeah, it's about like having cold turkey at Christmas, you know, like Rory Bremner said that, you know, when everyone has lots of cold turkey left over.
Fever is high. Can't see no future. Can't see no sky.
I wonder why he's on the run. Maybe he ate too much turkey and he's on the toilet and runs.
My body is aching. Goose pimple bone. Can't see nobody. Leave me alone. My eyes are wide open. Can't get to sleep.
Because, like, the turkey's chasing him because it was just cold and, like, calculating. He's got, like, a knife or something.
No, I don't think it's that.
Plastic Ono Band, this.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I think that, because they get it from everything, a pound shop. Made of plastic, you know, like this cheap sort of action man dolls.
And they're not real human beings.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. Got plastic guitars.
Yeah, this song's about coming off drugs, Pete.
Is turkey a drug thing?
No.
Kids, heroin is probably quite a good way to cope with Christmas, you know, relatives and stuff like that. It'll get you through all right. And there'll be cold turkey afterwards. No, not really, obviously not. If you were listening to the show a couple of weeks back, you'd have heard the day in the life of the two teachers, Mr. Harris and Mr. Kennedy. We thought we'd send the microphones back into school for the last day of term to see the different professional approaches of two very different teachers.
Oh, yes. Okay, this is your last lesson with me before Christmas, but I'm afraid it's going to be business as usual here at Upper Fifth English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Suzanne, bend down and open the book cupboard, please.
Oh,
you will find it contains a crate of lager and some baby shams for the girls, which you will now all drink.
Hey!
And I've brought in some music. It's Crowded House, so let's enjoy ourselves. I bet you didn't think I'd like Crowded House, did you? Did you like Crowded House, Patrick Nuffy?
Well, not really.
Well, you should. They're good. Good managers they've got. And Patrick Nuffy and you, Sanjit Ray, I notice neither of you are drinking. Why?
Well, no, sir.
Why not? My beer not good enough for you, is it, Patrick?
No, it's...
Too clever to drink my beer, are you, Patrick Nuffy?
No, it's just my mum said she'd let me drive her down to night school tonight for practice. I can't really drink.
Ooh, listen, everyone. Patrick's going out on a hot date with his mum. Yeah, you're afraid if you get a bit drunk, you're not going to be able to perform, are you, Patty?
No, it's...
That's right, come on, everyone, laugh at him. What about you, Sanjit Ray? Why aren't you drinking? You better have a better excuse than old No Points Nuffy, the fifth form Oedipus.
No, I'm a Muslim, Ian. It's against my faith.
Are you?
Yeah.
Fine, great, well done on that one. It's good to have beliefs, no matter how wrong they are, it's good. But if you want to have a drink anyway, your secret's safe with me. I won't tell you, Ayatollah. Suzanne, are you enjoying that baby sham?
Yes,
slips down nicely, doesn't it? Hey, what are you doing on New Year's Eve, Suzanne? It's a bit of a tradition of mine. Every year I get all the girls that have produced the best work over the previous term round, and I give them a bit of a thank you party. There'll be some of the old wacky weed, you know. It's best if you don't tell your parents, though, sometimes.
All right, kids, settle down. I know it's the last day of term. But this is an important year for you all, and I'd like to get some work done for the first 40 minutes.
Harris, 20 Harris.
Now, sir, they're drinking beer in Mr. Kennedy's class.
It's just shandy, I'm sure. Don't worry, I'm all for a bit of festive spirit too, but for the last 20 minutes of the lesson, it'll be time to play Mr. Harris's world-famous Christmas quiz. A light-hearted look at some of the books on this year's syllabus, with a few questions that most certainly won't be on your GCSE. I don't think so. Can't hurt to revise them just in case, though. And the star prize is a box of Maltesers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it cost me £1.05, so it's probably worth paying attention during today's lesson, isn't it?
I'm paying attention, Mr. Harris.
I know, Michelle, but because you've all worked hard this term, there's a little secret surprise present for everyone. So... No, don't build your hopes up too much. It's just a mini Mars bar each. I told you now. It's all I can afford on my wages. All right, mill on the floss. Right, I'd hope we get beyond this term, but these things are such. Please, turn to page 3.
Well, Miss Hills, last day of term, we're all a bit tiddly. Why don't we just go down the pub, you and me, and see what comes up?
Ian.
Ian.
Oh, shit, it's Twatty Harris.
Good last day, Ian.
Not bad at all, Alan, thanks.
I've got your card and a small gift. A season's greetings.
Oh, right, a book.
It's thanks. The Times Education Supplement's Education Year in Review. Makes for quite enlightening reading, what with what the way old John Majors has
great.
Been.
Look, I didn't actually get you anything, Alan.
That's fine.
Okay, well, bye then.
Yeah, I'll see you next term.
Yes, next term.
Invite Alan to the pub, Ian. We'll go and wait by the car, okay?
Okay. Alan, me and the art department girls, we're going down to Bath Arms for a Christmas drink. Do you want to come down?
Oh, Ian, yes, that's very nice of you. I'll catch you up. I've just got the Bath Arms.
Yes, I'll see you down the Bath Arms then.
Okay.
All right, ladies, your carriage to the King's Head awaits. Alan will be down later, probably.
Half a shandy, please, Barman.
Half a shandy, okay.
It's Christmas, isn't it? I'm meant to be meeting some friends. Have you seen them? A man in leather trousers.
No, mate, no.
Oh, well, they'll probably be along in a second. Well, the marking must be done, I suppose. George Eliot, that one's right. No.
Some teachers there.
Yeah, a bit of a downbeat ending there. Our producer, Kathy Smith, not very happy with that.
I know,
so I thought it was quite good, but it's a bit pathetic, you know.
Well, it's got a level of integrity that much of our work lacks.
Oh, it's better than Histall's Eye or Rod Hull, you know.
Just there's people screeching.
There's writing in it, you know.
Like
crafted.
The
it's fantastic character.
Not bad. Yeah, last week we asked you to write in and ask us what you wanted for Christmas from us, yeah. And the results of that are coming up after this.
Yeah, this is my choice of record. You may recognise it from the brilliant film Die Hard, and this is the 1980s rappers Run DMC.
Got any Christmas music, Rich?
This is Christmas music.
24th on Hollis Avenue, the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. By then I was feeling cold, the man had a beard and a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock at night. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. Put him up and drop his wallet back down on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Took out the lights and then it cold said Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I never feel for Santa, cause that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when I got home, I bumped, cause under the tree was a letter from Santa and the door was for me.
Some Christmas losers. Richard Beckett asked for us to send him a set of videos of Nigel Planer's Bonjour la Classe sitcom, but of course they don't exist.
Lucy Rance wanted me to say hello to Helena Jones from Batten, but you didn't win, so I can't.
Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and stuffing, macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Liz Holmes wrote in asking if we could send her the dissected corpse of Peter and had a diagram of how she wanted him dissected. But we can't send you that for Christmas because we need him for our new show in the spring.
Our TV show in February, yeah. Look at Alice Jelinek was a bit too greedy. She wanted an amp for her group's guitar. We can't afford that.
That's right.
Be reasonable.
Similarly, Paula Simpson wrote in asking for £1,000 to buy a deregistration double-decker bus so that her family can get out of their estate and go back on the road. We can't afford that, but it was a genuinely moving letter. So if anyone has got a spare bus, stick it in the post to us and we'll pass it on to the Simpson family.
The usual address, but the winner, who's going to get her Christmas present, is Amy Foster. She would like a Baywatch Barbie, which is topical, and because of the excellent role model she is for young girls, and she could also conduct experiments on her using a Bunsen burner to simulate what would happen to Pamela Anderson under the same conditions. So well done, Amy. A Baywatch Barbie will be in the post to you, probably not in time for Christmas, though.
Rather than against the point of it, doesn't it, Rich? That
well,
it's not in time
does,
for Christmas.
Yeah.
Time for the...
It's time for TV's Annabelle Giles to justify the huge TV-style fee she's got for appearing on the show as she reads us the now traditional Leon Herring Nativity Play.
Once, long ago, at the time of the Bible, in a rude stable near Bethlehem, there lived a tiny maggot named Jacob. Each morning he would awake before the animals and then spend the day wriggling around in their dung as he had done every day of his life. The other inhabitants of the stable looked down on tiny Jacob. Snorted the proud horse from his stall.
Look at me, maggot. I am a fine creature. I can run and pull a cart. Well, all you can do is wriggle in dung. I wouldn't be a maggot for all the world.
The maggot was saddened by the taunting, and as he wriggled, he sang a tearful dirge. A maggot I am, a maggot I be, and the dirty dung is the place for me. Next, the cow sidled up to the maggot.
Ooh, you filthy maggot.
She mooed.
I can make milk and cheese and butter to feed a hungry man, but all you can do is roll around in rotting excrement all day. You truly are the most vile of all the animals.
The maggot pretended not to hear, but as he wriggled once more in the dung, he sang his sad refrain a second time. A maggot I am, a maggot accursed. Of all living creatures, I am the worst. Little Jacob had not escaped the cruel eyes of the three sheep, either.
Maggot, maggot, you horrid beast,
they barred.
We make wool to clothe our masters.
What do you make? Nothing but the sweet smell of putrefaction.
Your death would delight us all.
And at that, tiny Jacob the maggot stopped wriggling and fell into a sorrowful slumber. When he awoke, he could not believe the scene that greeted him. All the animals were gathered in a ring in worshipful reverence, hello, and at their centre, lying in a manger, was a tiny baby whose face seemed to shine with an inner light. The vain horse was addressing the glowing infant.
Oh, King of Kings,
he neighed.
I expect you like me above all the other animals, don't you? Because I can run fast.
No, I don't,
said the baby. Next, the cow spoke up.
Yes, it's me you like best, isn't it, Jesus? For even the Son of God needs milk.
No, I don't like you, actually,
answered the amazing child.
In fact, I think you're rubbish.
It's us, then, the sheep, isn't it, for our wool.
We are the lambs of God.
Ah, no, I hate all sheep,
said the prodigious baby.
My favourite creature is over there, in that dung, the tiny maggot.
The animals were stunned, and Jacob could not believe his maggot ears.
Good morning, dear maggot. I am the baby Jesus, the saviour prince of legend, and I have come to deliver all from evil. Jacob,
the magic baby continued,
you make my heart gladsome, because the maggot is more important than all the other creatures. For without maggots, the world would be a very different place. For some reason.
And with that, the baby Jesus leaned forward and kissed the dung-smeared maggot full on the lips. The jealous animals were furious. Jacob began to sing, a maggot I am, a maggot I be, and he that is holy doth magnify me. The song so incensed them that the animals, they rushed at Jacob and trampled his weak body with their sharp hooves. But as Jacob's life ebbed away, he saw the baby Jesus winking at him in a very sly fashion, and Jacob understood that however meek he was on this earth, his very humility ensured that he would be the guest of honour, supping on the finest foods at Jesus' table in heaven forevermore. His vain murderers, on the other hand, would burn in hell for always. And he laughed as he sang one last song. A maggot I'm born, a maggot I die, but the Prince of Peace awaits me on high. And so all good children, however poor they be, are welcomed by Jesus with maggots like me. Thanks be to God.
And thanks be to Annabelle Giles. Try and get more weight portraying maggots and grubs, you know. You're available, aren't you?
Yeah, oh, I am, obviously. Yeah. Yes,
Before we dismiss Annabelle, there's just time to look at the last section of awards, which were...
Oh, yes, this is the person whose mouth you'd most like to see stuffed with leaves. And the nominees are Hayward Heath schoolboy Peter Brothwell for allegedly bullying Robin Schroeder, Dexter Fletcher, and Skippy.
And the winner?
The winner is... Skippy! And here he is now. Hello. I'm stuffing his mouth with leaves as I speak. Yeah,
and just while we're coming out to the show, we're back on the TV in February. We're recording in the studios in Manchester, so if you live around here, you'll be able to get free tickets for that.
We just got time for a quick call. I think we've got Teresa on the line. What's your question, Teresa?
Hi, yeah, I'm 7 months pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wondering, well, you know, it's a law that all parents have to give their kids embarrassing middle names.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you got any suggestions.
Rod Hull is my suggestion. Yes, play us out is the celebration of the terrible effects of alcohol, gambling and drugs. It's the Pogues.
And this is called The Fairy Tale of New York. Listen to the words.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then we sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. Years from me and you, so happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
quick question for you, Rich, from Ed Hobson, who wants to know why men have nipples.
Well, if you read the book by Stephen Jay Gould, you'll realise that we're all fetuses built on the same sort of basic design. So men get nipples because women have them. Women get a clitoris because men have penises.
They got cars, big as bars. They got rivers of gold. But the wind goes right through you. It's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging. All the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Ian Harris of Bath wants to ask the man who drinks medicine outside Balham Tube Station, who invented the light bulb?
Invented pigs, not staple guns, I say.
Oh, I...
You're a bum, you're a punk.
You're an old slut and jumper, and they're almost dead on a trip in that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing Galway Bay.
Alison asked who me and Rich put on our Christmas list.
Well, I would have put Julia Sawala, but I've blown it now.
Well,
what about you?
I'd have put Annabelle Giles on if she got here on time.
I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I've built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing Galway Bay,
and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
So women are lucky to get the clitoris, we just get nipples, you know what I mean?
All right, leave
that.
That
grows, you see, in the
press on.
Today's show was brought to you by Stuart Lee, Richard Herring, Peter Bainham, Kevin Eldon, Ronnie, Veronica Ancona, Sally Phillips and Peter Saravinovitz, and our special real celebrity guest, Annabelle Giles. It was produced by Kathy Smith. Thanks to Chris Neal for laying off the old silly juice long enough to produce the first three shows of the series before slumping into a coma of alcoholic excess like
Shane McGowan.
Yeah. Thanks to Ellie and Anne for doing all the real hard work behind the scenes, and Ian and Gary for making sure the sound was switched on. Thanks.
Hello.
Guys, they're back there. And also to all the nice ladies who talked to you lot on the phone and had to write down all your childish suggestions and have you reciting Anthony Hopkins' catchphrase.
That's right. As Rich said, we're back on the TV in February and we're going to be recording our studio dates in Manchester.
Yay.
So if you live in the Manchester area, you'll be able to get free tickets.
And all right, and you're going to contact us any time during the PO Box number, PO Box 168, London, WC2 9LX. Keep stuff coming in for the gallery, bad photos, anything you want.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. See you soon.
Here's Mike Radcliffe. Bye.
Hey. Tomorrow night from 9 till 10. Soundbite with Danny Kelly.
Hello, everyone. I hope you like the things we're going to say.
Yeah, we are Lee and Herring here on 1FM with 1 hour of chat. We've got some great music and some rubbish music as well.
Lee and Herring, better than Bruno Brooks, not as good as John Peel.
This download is brought to you by www.fistoffan.net.